In these studios is retired English and Latin teacher Deborah Carter joins us in the studio. Good morning, Vin. Congratulations on retirement. How many years did you spend in the school system?
30 years at Linganore.
30 years at one school at Linganore?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you probably could, let's see, we probably got there by the time I graduated, so, you know. What was that like? I mean, tell me how education has changed from when you first got in to when you left.
There is not all the changes have been good.
Okay.
There is a heavier emphasis on testing than there ever was, and we've seen this coming since No Child Left Behind in 2001, 2002. The changes started to take effect, which means that we now have graduated an entire generation of students who know nothing except that testing culture. I asked about 2 years ago when they added the PARC test to the 11th grade English curriculum class, when the state said we had to do that. I asked my 11 honors students, do your parents know how many tests you take? Mm. And they looked at me as if I had asked, do your parents know how much oxygen you breathe? Because it is such a part of their atmosphere that it didn't occur to them, their parents who graduated, you know, decades ago, might have found that unusual or remarkable in any way. And so it's kind of killed in many, many students any desire really to learn, because it's all about the test. And it's done damage in terms of how we fund our schools and what programs have gotten cut. And it takes, during testing season, which is quite a bit of the school year, it takes over the whole school.
Now, let's kind of break this down a little bit. When we talk about the testing, are we just talking about – we're not talking about the pop quiz that the English teacher gives or the Latin teacher gives on a Friday. We're talking about standardized testing that
right.
the government wants you to do. And then again, also explain what PARC testing
okay.
is and what it stands for.
Okay, so first of all, yes, you're right, we're not talking about teacher-created tests. When I assess what my students know and where they need to go, that's a very complex process, and tests can be a part of that. They can tell me quickly in a Latin class who has memorized what. But there are also so many other more accurate ways of assessing where a student is, where that student needs to go, which might not be the same for everybody in the class, and how to get that student there. And so any teacher worth anything, and I worked with an awful lot of worthwhile teachers, is assessing the class and each student in that class every minute of every day, in just from eye contact. Did little Bobby get what I just said?
Little Bobby never got what you just said.
And any teacher worth her salt knew that. Any teacher who needs a standardized test to know, after spending 2 days with her students, any teacher who needs a standardized test to know which students can read well and which ones cannot isn't doing her job. We can tell from what they do. PARC stands for the Partnership. No, I could be wrong. Readiness for Career and College, or the RCC, Partnership for the Assessment of Readiness for Career and College, I think.
Okay.
It's some nonsense like that. And it has taken over what used to be the high school assessments, HSAs, that the students needed to graduate. It's given, I don't know, every year in every class.
Math, social sciences?
English and math are required by law.
Okay.
There was a new law that was passed this past legislative session in Annapolis that is called, it's Senate Bill 452, and it's called the More Learning, Less Testing Act or something like that. And it mandates that school systems start committees to analyze how much testing is going on. And in many places, for many years, the state government and federal government mandated a certain number of tests, but the school systems in order to prepare, and I'm using air quotes if you can't see me, students for those crucial tests would create their own assessments. So the law that's going into effect says no more than 2.2% of a student's school year can be spent in tests created by people other than the teacher. That includes Frederick County. It includes Maryland and this park, which is big business. The park test is a huge moneymaker.
Yeah.
Pearson is raking in the profits over this.
Well, it's also, you know, raking it. I mean, the schools are doing it because they get money out of it. So a lot of it has to do with funding, right? I mean, are there school systems out there that are saying, we're just not doing it because we don't care about the money? Or is it just, it's so tied into the funding that public education gets that it's like, we have to if we want the money?
It would be interesting to see if it's really cost beneficial.
Okay.
Are we spending more on the tests than it's worth, than we're getting? Frederick and Montgomery counties both, several years ago, opted out of the Race to the Top initiative. And much as I loved Obama on many, many things, he was really a huge disappointment on education. And why should it be a race?
Yeah.
Why is the top the same for everybody? So Montgomery and Frederick County has opted out of that. And as a result, our teacher evaluations were not tied as exclusively to standardized test scores as in the other jurisdictions in Maryland.
We're talking with Deborah Carter, a retired English and Latin teacher, spent 30 years at Linganore High School, and we'll talk more with her coming up on the Morning News Express at Free Talk 930 WFMD. But being a teacher, the teachers' associations, and I'm using the air quotes now, because, you know, you were an association here, but everybody was, you know, strictly based. Basically a union, but you couldn't call yourself a union. What say, you know, I would think that there's a lot of teachers out there and you've got some power and you've got a voice. What are they saying as a unit together? I mean, do they think that they can fight this? Do they want to fight it? Are they just now getting to the point where we're like, you know, opening up the window and I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it any longer?
Well, there's a lot they can't say publicly. FCTA has been in the forefront of first studying how many hours have been spent testing. And a few years ago when they did the study, middle school math was the worst. Out of 180 school days, 59, we're talking about almost a third of the kids' school time, was spent in testing, and we're talking again about standardized tests imposed by some entity outside the school, not the kind of pop quiz that the teacher has to give to find out if the student can add. And so,
which is a whole nother subject,
right? And that's this, but this is crazy, and there are so many more accurate ways to assess what the students know. I used to write for the Frederick News Post, and I started railing against these tests when No Child Left Behind started. And I warned people this was going to be terrible if it kept going in the trajectory it was going. And in one of my columns, I said, I haven't given an actual test in an English class in years. I would give vocabulary quizzes, and that was it. All my other assessments were not fill-in-the-blank or multiple-choice or whatever tests students wrote in my English class. But that doesn't mean that my classes were easy, and that was the same year that the National Honor Society named me as the most challenging teacher in the school. So there are other ways to assess the kids. So FCTA did this study, and the state union said everybody should do this. So it's the Time to Learn Committee is what it was called. And they said all the other associations in Maryland should do this, so we have data. And after we were given the data, a teacher, and when you say about teachers having power, we are not allowed to identify ourselves as FCPS employees and publicly criticize FCPS policies. And that's something, you know, when I was writing, I did get a little slap on the wrist email about something that I wrote, not on testing actually, but from the superintendent at the time. Well, this other teacher a few years ago, after the data came out, wrote a letter to the editor, and she actually used the phrase child abuse. She said the amount of testing we're doing, especially in the elementary schools, because this went to kindergarten, kids were being given one-on-one standardized tests in kindergarten.
Really? I mean, isn't that just like, you know, they're not eating the glue sticks? That's what I...
Well, the kids, and the thing is that the teacher had to administer the test one-on-one, which meant for every single student, their first encounter with school in kindergarten is failure because none of them could read.
Right.
And secondly, the teacher is actually not in the classroom getting to know her whole class for weeks at a time because she has to administer these tests one-on-one. Even in the high school, a certified teacher has to administer the test, which means reading from a script and staring at the kids' computer screens because you can't answer any questions. And so when she wrote this letter and said it borders on child abuse, she got called up on the carpet. She was actually called in and written a letter of reprimand. And so, no, we don't have a whole lot of power to change this. And that's why when people asked me last spring, you know, what are you going to do when you retire? One of the things I said was, I'm going to take this crusade against this toxic testing culture public. And what are they going to do to me now?
That's what I was going to say. Now that you're retired, they can't hold your pension, can they?
But I do have...
well, hang on. We got to take another break. Sure. We'll come back in just a moment. We'll get more with former teacher, Deborah Carter coming up on the Morning News Express at 301-694-WFMD. Let's take a look at your 930 WFMD traffic for Mid-Maryland commuters. 643 at WFMD. Wrapping up our conversation with Deborah Carter. She is a former teacher and... finally, now is saying, "Look, I've got a voice," and that's kind of sad that you have to retire to be outspoken about your profession and about what's happening at your job without being called on the carpet or without repercussions. I mean, that's, you know, and not really having a voice, but not being able to shout it out, so to speak.
Yes, yeah. And so, I just wanted to share. Speaking of teachers who can't say it for themselves, an email that I got from a former colleague, and she wrote, "Just this year, I've had 5 parents email me about the stress their kids are feeling about PARC testing and SAT testing. 1/3 of my students are in some medication for anxiety or depression. This number is unacceptable. My special ed population, who have not passed the test, along with other students who have not passed their PARC, are currently pulled from their English classes and the rich curriculum of literature, poetry, and analysis, and stuck in a computer lab completing a 90-page document that they must receive at least a 70 on in order to pass the PARC. Rather than learning and honing their skills, they're completing basic grammar and literacy work. It's shameful. Missing 1 to 2 years of English simply to complete this confusing document they have no connection with or buy into. Let teachers do their jobs. Allow students the chance to create and innovate and think outside the box."
So can parents opt out of the PARC test?
Not in high school.
Okay.
Because it's a graduation requirement. But in middle and elementary school, Maryland is actually a refuse state rather than an opt-out state, which means the student must refuse the test.
Right.
Rather than the parent saying, "I don't want my student taking this test."
Okay. Generally, though, I would say that most students are refusing because mom and dad say, "Yeah, you're not taking this test, kid."
Well, most of them who refuse probably are, yeah, but a lot of parents aren't tuned into how many. As I said earlier, it's like oxygen. The kids don't understand that this atmosphere is toxic. They don't understand that this atmosphere hasn't always been there. And so when I ask, "Do your parents know how many tests you take?" I get the blank stares. I might as well have been asking, "Do your parents know how much oxygen you
take?" It's the old adage, how many kids are actually, having conversations with their parents.
How was school today? Fine.
Yeah, right.
What did you do? Nothing.
So with that being said, so what happens then? If we have all this testing, what do you believe as a former teacher needs to be done, and who needs to do it? Is it our state legislatures? Does it start with the president of the FCTA?
Well,
where does it start? Or parents?
She's been pretty vocal. And Gary Brennan before her was pretty vocal. I think everybody needs to get involved. The law that I was talking about earlier limits the amount of testing to 2.2% of a student's school year. But for high school students, that's still 26 hours of testing outside the classroom. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think awareness is important, parents putting pressure on legislators. And I actually even got up in front of the Board of Education about 2 years ago, and in my testimony I said, "We should be breaking the law. Yes, these tests are the law. We should be breaking the law. The law is wrong."
So are you just against the park testing? Is it you know, is it just about, because I know there's too much testing, but you're also, you mentioned a couple times about the amount of money somebody else is making. Are you against that as well? If somebody wasn't making money, would you be okay?
No. The amount of testing we're doing now, no. But I think the money explains why we're doing a lot of testing. And the public wants numbers. The public wants to know, how, you know, are our kids actually learning anything? And this is a quick and easy way to show them something, to show data. It's just that it doesn't measure anything worthwhile. Somebody said what it does measure, it is a valid measure of the size of the houses near the school. Because obviously the more affluent the community, the better the kids are going to do. That has always been true, for example, on the SAT. And I don't object to the SAT as much because it's an optional test that students can take, and more colleges aren't even requiring it. So, and advanced placement testing is also optional. But when it consumes our schools, and in high school, since they have to be given on the computer for weeks at a time, no other class can get into the computer labs for instructional purposes. And in high school, because they have to be administered by a certified teacher, if I'm proctoring the test and not all my students are testing, they have time with a sub, and that's not as productive. So it affects the whole school, even the students who are not testing. But, be aware of it. Ask your kids how many tests they're taking. Ask the principal which of these tests are required and which are not, and how do I opt out if, you know, how does my student refuse if it isn't required? And talk, you know, get up in front of the Board of Education, show support, because board members like Liz Barrett and several of the others are on our side on this. But show support for, I don't know, breaking the law.
Well, breaking the law, whether you're a Judas Priest fan or what. Let's take a phone call. I don't know if it's, I mean, this is my show here when it goes. We just go live and find out. And do you have some? Good morning, WFMD. Who's this, please?
Hi, it's Vincent. How are you?
Vincent, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
Congratulations on 30 years.
Thank you.
I believe you previously wrote for the Frederick News Post, correct?
She did.
Right. And so I'm not going to bring up political ideology or philosophy, but I just love what you're saying because it's not the Deborah Carter that I read. And let me explain.
Well, can I say, first of all, if you go back, you'll find quite a few columns railing against these tests going back to
2002. No, that's fine. I'm talking about, I said I won't bring up the political philosophy.
Okay.
So my comment, it's not really a question, it's just commentary. And that has to do with, you're bringing up some outstanding points. I totally agree with you because I'm in two industries. One, the vocation, construction trade. The other, system engineering. On both sides of it, I'm seeing young groups of people coming out with weak or no interpersonal communication or appreciation for the classics, mm-hmm. meaning the analytical thought that's required to have a solid debate, whether it's on a construction site or whether it's over a problem that's facing a federal agency or the DOD. And so what I'm going to go to then is this. Everything you bring about, there's a root cause, or there are several root causes, with the established government in Maryland, whether it's the Board of Education or whether it's the policies that originate out of Annapolis. And so I really like to hear your thoughts on, after 30 years and hearing your discussion today, have your thoughts changed a little bit in terms of who is in power and how they've applied that power, regardless of test?
Good points, Vincent. Thank you for your phone call. Appreciate it. Give you a couple seconds because we're way over time now.
Okay. I'm not sure how to answer the question. I do know that a state legislator from another county, when I approached him about backing a bill that reduces the amount of testing, looked me squarely in the eye as an, you know, knowing I was a teacher, and said, but then how do we know teachers are doing their jobs if we don't test the kids? You took tests. I took tests. We all took tests. How can I talk to somebody who says, how do I know if you're doing your job? So I'm not sure I really know how. I think it's a very, very complex problem that I can't address in a couple of seconds. But the more people who are aware of it, the better.
Well, I appreciate your time, and you know, we've said the same thing. I mean, you and I, generally in the political realm of things, are in different lanes, driving different directions. But I think we can agree that there's way too much testing going on. The other thing, I kind of agree with Vincent a little bit, is I believe, and this is just me, that we steer way too many kids to college who don't need to be going to college. It need to be going to a wonderful program like over at FCC,
vocational CTC program. Yes.
And yeah. And I think that we put too much emphasis, and I don't know why, on, you know, that whole college curriculum and getting, you know, I mean, there are kids who believe, do I believe, that need to be going to college, and but I need, there are kids who are should be working on an engine, which should take a college degree as well, but or bricklayers and stuff like that. There's
absolutely
lots of things to do. So, again, thank you for your service of 30 years of teaching and speaking out against all this testing.
Thank you for having me.
Deborah Carter, she's a former teacher against testing. Want to hear what you think about it as well at 301-694-WFMD. Now let's get a look at your 930.